Well, thank you very much for remembering the official birthday of this bag of bones that I happen to be inhabiting at the present time. I'd forgotten all about it, actually. In Kami society, it's... I think especially in the West, they make a big fuss over your birthday. Now in India also, it's all commercial because they want to make money by birthday cards and selling gifts, and so they've promoted Christmas and New Year's Day, and all just for making money, that's all. Otherwise we should be interested in observing the appearance day of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Radha, Ramachandra Bhagavan, these our acharyas, and we shouldn't worry so much about our own so-called birthday. I never used to think, actually, until they started all this Vyasa Puja business, when's my birthday? Usually I'd forget until 2-3 days later, that, oh, now I'm a year old. When I have to fill up some form, what is your age? And then, oh, now it changed. I many years ago in London, I remember I told one devotee, oh, I just remember, today's my birthday. So he said, oh, so how old is your bag of bones now? If you say that among karmis, they become offended probably. In England a few years ago, someone was asking me some question. He was maybe 60 years old, and I said, well, I can't remember exactly what the question was. I said, but look, you're going to die soon anyway. And then everyone became, oh, yeah. It became very, oh, how can you say that? That's not very nice. Oh. Sat vale tomare lati. Jhut jagate mohai. If we speak the truth, they'll beat you with sticks. And lying, everyone is very happy. Sajbala. Speaking the truth. Not very popular. Crows. I wanted to tell about that someone. I was just with Srikant Sen, and he has this little ashram in Vizianagaram, just outside. So when I was there, one night the cow gave birth to a calf. So for the next few days, the placenta's coming out of its backside. It's messy business. One day the vet comes and puts on this plastic glove and puts his hand right inside and pulls out all this placenta. So I just remembering, because the crows, for them it's a feast. So one time the placenta was hanging outside the back, and the crow comes and perches on the tail of the cow and just moves in and pecks it off, all covered in blood, and carries it away. And then another crow comes and fights for it. Crow, they'll come. Wherever there are humans, crows will come. Some cows, anything, they'll come. Looking, where is something nasty? Prabhupada used to give that example, that from Narottandas, he used to quote that Nana Joni Shada Fere Kadarja Bakanda Kare Tar Janma Adha Pate Jai, that Kadarja Bakan, moving in different species of life, they eat all kinds of horrible things, and this way they go down and down. So he gave the example of crows. They're always looking for something horrible. I think I told this before, but in Calcutta I always used to see that in the winter everyone is, all devotees, coughing with lots of thick mucus coming up. It's so, we had no idea of having warm water baths in those days. You're lucky you get any water, let alone warm water. So everyone was coughing up all this thick mucus, and it was a good season for the crows. There's one ledge outside, we'd come and spit, and they knew this is the place to be. The thick mucus, they'd put their beak at this and lick it up like this. Then in Calcutta, in those days, there used to be huge piles of garbage people just throwing in the street, and every, I don't know, month or something, every so often they'd come and clean it up. So all stinking, and the crows, lots of crows always there, and dogs will be there, and then the cows will come, and if there's anything they want, they'll push the dogs away. The dogs will push the crows away. There'll be some street cats there also. It's a big festival. And then you'll find the human beings there also, the scavenger class, looking for all the, if there's anything they can pick up. And they'll be have a stick and they'll drive the cow away. And so the humans get the best things, and then the cows, and then the dogs and the goats and the cats, and the crows are there also, and they're all having a feast. They're all enjoying. This is material life. And just next to that, there'll be the posh apartments. You find so many posh apartments, and there's all, next to it, there's some garbage pile, or the stink of the sewer comes. So they spend so much money to have a posh apartment, but then the stink is coming in. So this is material life. It's easy to see how nasty it is, especially in the modern world where they're working very hard to make it more and more nasty. Through all this, we have to see what is the beauty of Krishna. There's no use in just seeing the nastiness of material life if we end up being an impersonalist. There's the beauty of Krishna, that's to be desired. But on the other side, if we only look to see the beauty of Krishna, but we don't look to see, we don't consider this material world to be no fit place for a gentleman, then we'll think that Krishna consciousness is something like material life with the problems removed. Whereas in fact it's the opposite. This material world is a perverted reflection. It's not that the spiritual world is just this, like these Christians, they have the idea. You go to heaven and it's just like England or something. The English thing is just like England. That C.S. Lewis, theologian, wrote, heaven is just like England, but there's no Pakistanis or something like that. In those days there weren't any Pakistanis in England. So both things require, we should understand this material world, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it's like a hole in which people pass stool. Oh, now the crows are interested. Hole in which people pass stool? They're asking, where is that? Tell us, we'll go. And the spiritual world is mine of nectar with Krishna in the center. So develop our attraction for Krishna by hearing and chanting about Krishna. And at the same time, understand that this material world is not, it's not a fit place for us. We don't belong here. The only thing we have to do here is get out and act in a manner that others can also get out. And by acting in a manner that others can also start to come out of this material world, that is the means by which we can start to come out also. What happened?
He wanted to take my chat.
Where is it? Oh, you want to take your dhoti off? Oh, I see. That's a mixture of practical intelligence and impractical. Mixed. Good idea. But good idea to make some shade, but not very well executed. Anyway. It's all right. I'm not going to speak very long. No? Speak longer later. Not today. Now I'm on writing schedule. I have another 1.5 days left. And then after that, I don't know when. So I was just telling that this letter the Vishva Vaishnav Raj Sabha sent to the Kashim Bazaar Sammilani chairman with these questions, that we see there are going to be songs on Rasolas, which is fatigue after the Rasa dance, and Kunja Bhanga, when Radha and Krishna in the morning they separate and go to their respective homes, and Rasodga, awakening of Rasa. So they're saying, could you kindly send a list of the liberated souls who will be present to hear all these topics? Pertinent question. In Bangladesh, up to the present day, they have all these. They have these festivals, and they have these songs, and they discuss all these things. And it's just absolutely unqualified people. And they say it doesn't matter whether... I was just reading something from one person who came from the West and came and learned Bengali and became a complete sahajiya. He was saying that ISKCON, they see the whole of spiritual life within four regulated principles, as if the four regulated principles are not important. He's saying, I've seen people, they sing with so much bhav, even though their teeth are black from tobacco and chewing tobacco and red from pan, but the real, they have real bhav, you can't deny it. You feel such ecstasy from hearing them. And nonsense. So critical of ISKCON, and no, and so much supporting all different kinds of sahajiyas. Envious person. So he knows so much, big scholar, but just going to hell with it all. Envious of Prabhupada. Envious of bona fide devotees. So Prabhupada's advice, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It's very important. Don't become a rascal. Otherwise you can chant Hare Krishna and think you're happy, but yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati katopi. Without satisfying the actual acharya, then no hope. And by satisfying him, all hope. So better stick to the straight and narrow path. You see what Prabhupada told? You follow that. Easy. You may say, well, this acharya said that, another acharya said this, but anyway, that may be, but Prabhupada came and saved us, and different acharyas may give different directions according to different time, place and circumstance, but we should follow, we should practice Krishna consciousness as Prabhupada taught us, and we'll be safe. If we try to jump over his head, then we'll finish. That's all. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.